Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into The Drive. I could put my foot up this kid's ass.
I'm assuming you're talking about your sons.
Yes.
What do you do? Did he touch the mic?
You know,
I
generally don't like to bring. I've gotten in trouble from bringing in some of the personal stuff in too much.
In the studio?
Too much on the air.
Oh, come on.
But I don't care. Just got a. They give you a preview of the school pitcher.
Oh, what'd he do? Is he acting a fool? In the picture? Face down, slid it across the.
I could kick his ass.
What's wrong with it?
What do you mean, what's wrong with it? Look at him.
Who's going to be mad? Because he
look
ain't smiling?
He looks pissed.
Mean mugging?
He looks like, no, it's not even mean mugging. It's a pouty face. It's like pouty face.
He didn't like
that's
picture
the best,
day.
The best way I can describe it.
Well, I didn't view it as pouty.
You didn't? Oh, no. My God. Come but, on, but man. I, smile at your I, damn
I,
picture.
I know him, and it seems like, what I know of him, he seems like to be a happy kid. Right there, he looks like
annoyed.
He looks like the kid that fights in school all the time.
He looks okay,
annoyed. Yeah, annoyed is great.
He looks like the teacher or somebody pissed him off.
No, pissed off is yes.
And
yes.
right agreed. For a sit down, and this is his protest.
I got to be doing this.
This is his protest.
I agree with that. I don't think it's pouty though. I think he's pissed.
It's pouty. Pissed pouty. Same thing.
Pissy pouty.
I want to. You know what? I want to order these, and I want to send it. I want to send them to everybody.
What do you think Courtney's thinking about it?
Hot.
She wants him to smile?
What did she say?
Did she want him to smile? Is that the deal? Or just...
I can't stand him.
What do you want him to smile real big? Is that what you're looking for?
I'm serious.
I'm not being a smart ass.
You take a smile or something. No, don't look like.
Appear happy.
Don't look like I just. He looks like I'm protesting that I don't want to take this picture, so I'm gonna give you this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And now we. This is the only one we can take.
I hope that's the only option y'all got.
They just gave y'all one option?
Well, now, I mean, we can't run him back in there to go take him again. I don't know if they're coming back.
Oh, but usually they take more in one sitting.
Oh,
that's the only one y'all got?
He didn't, and then probably didn't alert nobody. This what he picked out on pitcher day.
The shirt you're talking about?
You got to be kidding.
Give him hell, Trey. Give him hell.
I mean, damn. Anyway, sorry.
I'm going to be in trouble like Trey. I'm going to tell you. I can't keep my hands off the mic. I'm just going to tell you, man.
I got to fix it to me. I'm trying not to. I mean, man, that ran me hot. All right. Is this are they making too much of a story out of this? All right. Is this just one of these talk radio, internet things that's not really a big deal or – Is it really a conversation? Because I think the Davis Mills CJ thing, I see it from people on the text line, YouTube and Twitch every day. I see it on social. And to a point where CJ Stroud is on with Pat McAfee yesterday. And I think Pat McAfee just plain asked him, how's the relationship between you and Davis?
Off the field.
Yeah, off the field. How's the relationship between you and Davis? And I'm thinking that maybe CJ's thinking that's where he's hinting towards because, hey, you go 3-0, you play like that, maybe there's a controversy if the quarterback ain't Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, right? Maybe there's something there. Here is his answer to, hey, what's the relationship between you and Davis off the field?
That's my brother, bro. Like, he's been a really, you know, great leader for me coming into the league. I thought, you know, coming in, you know, fighting for the same position, you know, he always showed me love still, and I try to do the same, and he's made me better. I feel like I made him better. And, you know, we have our QB dinners that we do, you know, and we handle a lot. His wife, you know, is a really good friend of mine as well. And his family, you know, I meet them, you know, every time they come to the games and stuff. So, you know, that's my brother, man. I always support him, always, you know, root him on. And I just think it's funny that people ask these questions now just, you know, because he's, you know, had, you know, some really good games. And, you know, it's something that, like, I root that on. I think he's a starter in the NFL, you know, and I think, you know, he's proven that, you know, in these couple games that he's played. So I just think it's funny how people, you know, can try to switch the narrative to make it seem like I'm like some guy that's like, oh no, like, you know, like
I saw a photo of you in the locker room. They saw a photo of you in the locker room. Everybody was happy but you. Okay. Everybody was happy.
Not
but yeah, I'm telling you, I've seen it with my own eyes.
I'm prime.
All right, that's Pat McAfee. And listen, it continues on as they make comments. By the way, Pat is clearly joking on the I saw a picture of you, you were mad. But it didn't stop there. They continued. Well, CJ continued to go on about the topic.
You can see one photo, but look at the whole thing.
Like, no, okay. It's 2025, CJ. We're not doing that.
Right.
I saw one frame. That guy's not happy.
Uh-huh. Still concussed too in that frame, bro.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about the lights in that entire thing. Yeah, it was a narrative, though. It was a narrative.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Some things in life, you know, I try not to respond, you know, and just let my private life be my private life. And I thought, you know, me and my teammates. You know, I think they, you know how much of a leader I am and how much, you know, having that C on my chest means to me. And that's not when it's always good for me, you know, and when it's good for the team and it's sometimes not great for me, I got to be happy because that's, you know, more important than just my selfish and my, you know, personal desires. So I put the team before me anytime, man. And if that's, you know, me not playing because, you know, it was a Thursday night game and I was just super happy that we got the dub and it helps me out that I get to play hopefully more ball, you know, as the season goes on.
Yeah, but I saw a photo. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to hear it. I'm happy you cleared that up, though. That's good. And Dougie knows that you're happy for him. And that locker room knows that you're happy for him.
All right, there's CJ. Do you think this is a real narrative? You surprised that he went in with this? Because he did say, like, he's a fan of him. He's rooting for Davis. They've got a great relationship. They have meetings with his wife and stuff.
No, look, I don't personally think it's a narrative. I don't live in a world where I see remotely close to enough fodder comments, statements about Davis Mills versus CJ to even entertain the thought. But clearly it's gotten to CJ. Clearly it's gotten to CJ.
And McAfee.
Well, I mean, I think McAfee almost, he just said, hey, off the field, man, what's the relationship like? And I thought CJ did a really good job answering that question. And then all of a sudden, he flips and turns it into, oh, but I don't know why everybody with this narrative stuff. And so at that point, it's like, I think McAfee's got to try to lighten the room a little bit and not make this be go the wrong direction and be so serious. But he turns it into this narrative combo. And then he slides into a leadership and captain combo, telling us how much his team knows he's a leader. And it's just, it's weird. And this slides into the same stuff would
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very
happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
D'Amico Ryans and how triggered they are by what other people are talking about or what the media is writing about. And they spend so much time telling you about how they don't care about it, but yet they're telling you about how they don't care about it and trying to explain and justify out of it. Like, it's just that part of it's weird to me. Like, I'll be honest with you, the whole back half of that first comment and the whole second one is below C.J. Stroud, in my opinion. Like, if I'm the starting quarterback, if I'm C.J. Stroud, I'm starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. I have no need, desire. It's not even on my radar to address a narrative about Davis Mills should start beyond me. I don't care if somebody saw a picture of me in a locker room. I don't give a rip. I don't need to tell, vocalize publicly that I'm a leader and the team knows it. And I got the, like, I don't, that's all strange to me given who C.J. Stroud actually is for this team.
It would be something you wouldn't even bring.
Wouldn't even entertain it. I mean, if they brought it up, I would laugh and keep it moving. Like, I don't know. That's the interesting thing. That's the interesting part.
I could see how he would be annoyed that people view him in a sense that he is negative towards Davis Mills because Davis Mills was performing well.
Strat House.
I could see how he could be annoyed with, he brought up a photo, because I think he's heard of the photo that he's talking about. I could see how he could be annoyed, and I think, to me, what I heard was, hey, I'm a captain of this team, and I'm rooting for the best, for the good of the team. I could see how he could be annoyed about that. I don't think he thinks his job or this is a
no. Real... For the record, I don't think he thinks his job is in jeopardy either. But it's clearly gotten to the mind of the starting quarterback. And if you don't believe it, those comments to me, it's clearly on your radar. It's clearly part of your world. Even though those guys talk about, oh, I don't care, it don't matter what other people say, and everybody's going to jump on.
Absolutely,
everybody's going to be on our team when we win, and everybody's going to talk bad about it. You hear every bit of it, and it impacts you, obviously. Or it would just be a let's keep it moving.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.